is, as I said, your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. That means we do deals and we help you store them in the highest-rated privately held depository service in the Northwest U.S. and beyond. There's only a handful of facilities out there like ours. I don't know of many. I know there's some companies that have specifically built depository services for the purpose of, you know, renting them to people like you. But I don't know of any real broker-dealer depository services out there. I know of one other place that has a big, great big vault. But the depository boxes are like lockers. They're like wood lockers, and they're crayipe, which means junk. Not safe. I mean, granted, you're inside of a big vault, but our vaults are class two commercial grade, bank rated. Actually, they're higher than bank rating goes from class one, two, and three. Class one is what any bank has locally that's been built in the last 40 years. Maybe, let's see. Yeah, the last 40-ish years. Class 2 is pretty stealthy. It's the equivalent of 36 inches of poured concrete, reinforced with steel, and then ours is wrapped in 1-inch thick T1 tool-resistant plate steel, etc. So that's great when we're not here. And when we are here, we have every other kind of protocol imaginable, where no one is ever allowed in there without our accompaniment. We have a day gate on the, and when it is, when the vault door is open, we have a day gate made out of bullet and bomb resistant polycarbonate. Good luck with that. And I won't get into all the other details. It's a safe place to store, and it's private and it's anonymous. And that's kind of the key right now. A lot of people are asking a lot of things, and a lot of people are coming into this industry or in, as clients with a lack of history, okay? A couple things I really want to touch on today. I really want to educate you a little bit more on 401ks and IRAs. These times are rather unique, and they are, people are definitely bringing in a lot of their money to protect and preserve. They're looking to safety and wealth preservation. They're trying to, they know something's wrong, folks. There are so many ugly, crazy things out there. I'm going to touch on, it's hard kind of because, you know, I listen to the news. I try semi-alternative news. There's the news, which is everything's hunky-dory, you know, and you go to the extreme, you get the CNN disease, where, I mean, they're just, the lies are flying. The one question I ask, you know, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, you know, the vanity of vanities and all that, and he talked about how the wicked prevail and the righteous are essentially punished, you know. And there, I'm not going to lie to you, there's times you're like, okay, Lord, when are you going to take care of this? When is your word coming true? Or, on another hand, when are we going to step up? Okay, fine, you want us to step up? Give us the wisdom and direction. Pick a leader. You know, the book of Judges, they're like, we need a king. We need a leader. We need somebody to explain things. There's, I'm hearing a whole bunch of this stuff about constitutional versus corporate law that's been imposed since 1871, and that, you know, this Jussara and Nassara stuff, and Trump, you know, is going to be the big leader and all this stuff. Show me evidence that he knows this stuff and that is on top of it. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it gets relatively complicated, but essentially, they're talking about the switchover from constitutional law to corporate law in 1871. They get in this stuff where I'll just kind of run down this thing. It's just a punch list. This is not my opinion at all. I'm just kind of grab something here. It says, there's no legal U.S. president because Biden was elected president of U.S. Incorporated, and the U.S. Incorporated has been dissolved because of their bankruptcy that finalized November 2nd of 2020. This is stuff that, I mean, this is what people are believing, folks. I'm telling you, it's a great theory, and it's neat, and I'll go down it, but I'm telling you. You got this. Oh, Trump's our Superman. There's no evidence Trump's in on this thing. People are saying, well, why do you think they called out the National Guard and not the U.S. military? Because the U.S. military can't point guns, isn't supposed to point guns at its own citizens. National Guard's job is to protect internally, state by state. That's their job. So they say on Saturday, 16th of Jan, POTUS, that's President of the United States for you people who didn't know that. President Donald Trump had declared the nation in a state of emergency. He invoked the Insurrection Act that allowed martial law, which means, again, this is, I'm just reading someone's theory. It's a guy named Charlie Ward. He's no fool. He's a decorated military professional. I can't remember his rank, but he's legitimately respected. I mean, he's no fool, and he's got a good base. So he says he invoked the Insurrection Act on January 17th. He declared a state of emergency Saturday, January 16th. He invoked the Insurrection Act that allowed martial law, which means that Trump would remain president until all the criminals are arrested. I don't know about that either. On that Saturday, Trump turned over his government, they say, his government authority to the military. He turned over his government authority to the military, they're saying, with General Michael Flynn leading the way to mop up the swamp. So the plan was for the U.S. government to remain under military law until a transition period to a restored republic functioning under the original Constitution. So, the election, which would occur on March 2021. Again, just reporting the news, folks. Not my theory, just reporting the news. Reporting stuff you're not going to hear anywhere. And let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that are not only believing in this stuff and putting their faith in it, okay? I don't know where I stand on it. I'm not going to take a position right now. But I'm just going to report what's out there and what people think. And I'm going to kind of try to, I'm trying to explain this corporate versus constitutional law thing. I'm sure somebody like Matt Shea could, you know, slice it and dice it and bread it and bake it and all that. Because he's a constitutional attorney. I'd love to talk to him about it. Probably should. Hadn't thought of it. But he's the guy that can probably explain all this, I suppose, if he has time. So anyway, supposedly General Mike Flynn's going to clean up the swamp. And the plans for the U.S. government to reign under military law during a transition period to a restored republic functioning under the original Constitution. So then they're saying the election, which would occur on March 2021, that's the month after February, in case you're as dumb as I am sometimes, Trump would be back as part of the 1776 Constitutional or Patriot Party. Martial law, okay? Under Trump. This is what their theory is and their hope and yeah. So it was planned that sometime very soon the emergency broadcast system would take over all U.S. TV networks. When that would actually happen was the decision of the military and General Flynn. Plus, this action would be dependent upon the different networks' cooperation in truthfully broadcasting events of the day. Really? Well, you might fall a tad short on that one there in your theory here. So after the emergency broadcast system took over, the military would produce all TV programming for at least the next 72 hours and would begin with Trump saying, "The storm is upon us." Trump would give out seven more messages over the next 72 hours. The networks could be criminally liable if they didn't allow the feed to air. I'm getting this off of a website from this Charlie Ward. On Tuesday, or some other guy, it doesn't matter. This is, again, I'm like prefacing. If you're listening, it's because I'm trying to specify kind of a little bit of the linear thought of the Jassara, Nassara, mindset of constitutional law, which is Jassara and Nassara, are different. And the Nassara is the National Economic Security and Recovery Act, which is a set of proposed economic reforms for the United States that was suggested during the 1990s by Harvey Francis Bernard. So this is a whole kind of a theoretical theory of theories. So this is their whole plan and dream and hope, and this is just one guy kind of punching it out. Maybe he's wrong. If he is, you know, correct me, I don't know. But so I've talked to so many people that are just so gung-ho on this, and they're spending hours and hours and hours researching this stuff. And it's all neat and nifty. But some of y'all don't understand the powers that be. You know, I mean, there's some serious power. You're like, oh, the U.S. military can do this and that. Well, only if you've got them all the way to the embedment of the Pentagon. I mean, you've got eyes in the sky, electronic feeds, data. I mean, you got people involved all over to make that fly. Our military's the baddest on earth in a good way, but also there's a series of checks and balances in there. And there's some nasty bureaucracy. That's why these four-star generals get so cocky and they start spewing their own junk. I mean, they have no right. When Donald Trump, the commander-in-chief of the United States military, is in power and you get these four-star generals just spewing trash, don't know about you, but that's a problem in my eyes. So anyway, so we got the whole theory going when Trump's supposed to come on TV and say the storm is upon us and give out 7 more messages over 72 hours. And I'm covering this because so many of you believe this stuff. On Tuesday, Jan 19th, media stations were told to anticipate a public declaration of martial law anytime from that date through Sunday, January 24th. Didn't see that, I guess. Dr. Charlie Ward claimed that he received a video of the complete Biden inauguration ceremony at 7 p.m. Spain time on Wednesday the 20th, January 1 a.m. Eastern time. If so, this would prove, they say, that the Biden inauguration was pre-recorded, though all U.S. TV stations portrayed it as live. It was likely a psych-op set up by the alliance. You see, Trump and the military were still in charge. I mean, folks, I'm just giving you the info. Lots of people drinking this Kool-Aid. By 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, January 20th, the military was said to be making mass arrests on over 200,000 sealed indictments filed in federal courts across the nation, some of which contained charges of treason, and most of which listed charges of pedophilia. Because we throw that in there because it's the worst possible filthy, rotten thing anyone could do. There's always probably a little shred of truth, and we run with it. And the Jeffrey Epstein thing, seriously, folks, that guy had a lot. I mean, that guy had a lot of power, a lot of connections, and for no reason. Why? No one knew how he got his money. Bribes. I mean, really, it's crazy. He made his money by making his money. He was the Kardashian billionaire who ran around in jets and show-off stuff, and he'd get the biggest and the baddest and the most important in the world, and then he'd set them up, literally, in bad situations, apparently. Pedophilia, young girls, I hear. I don't want to get into that. You know, whatever. And then he'd film them and say, I got you, now you owe me one. And the money would start flowing. But the problem is he'd be hanging with world leaders all over the place. That guy was in on everything. His Rolodex was better than anybody's, I'll tell you that. Bill Gates and the whole nine, you know? So the pedophilia charges resulted from an international child sex trafficking ring run by the Vatican. And it was used to blackmail political elites, they say. The treason charges were mainly a result of political elites conspiring with foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 election. Over other very serious criminal charges couldn't be made because Obama pardoned all in an executive order the day he left office. Biden wasn't arrested at the inauguration because there was a bomb threat. Plus, there were so many corrupt judges that the courts would likely let Biden walk. It's no wonder Biden was being prevented from receiving military intel. So this is, again, just repeating, just reporting the news. This is a belief, a linear belief system of many people. On Friday, Jan. 22, the military would publish a list of those in Congress wanted for crimes and minuets. Later, Congress would be taken over by the military police. They were expected to arrest 67% of the members of Congress. On Saturday, January 23rd, the House of Representatives Dilman would submit impeachment articles on Biden. A military intel contact said that by Sunday, the 24th, of January, things should become clear to the American people. Well, it's a little past that and ain't so clear, right? The illegal presidency of pedo-Satanist Joe Biden should begin to be disclosed, along with the disclosure of the crimes of many other traitors and criminals in D.C. By that Sunday, now, if you just jumped in, I just want to clarify, I have to do this over and over. This is not my reporting. Well, it is, but it's not my information. I'm reporting what is a sector of belief by a lot of people I've been talking to. They're getting a lot of this information now out there. It's kind of troublesome. It's kind of out there. And this is, a lot of people are hanging their hat on this stuff, okay? There's this Nasara thing, which is the National Economic Security and Recovery Act. And it's some layout of this future deal. And there's also GSARA, which is probably the Global Economic Recovery Act. It's like a theory that people are looking for. And then it's funny, when you try to look it up on Wikipedia, the page doesn't exist. Shocker, right? Because they don't censor anything. Like Epic News, Epic Times on YouTube. Are you kidding me? Craziness. So, you know, here's, I'm trying to see. Nasara implements would the following changes and others. Okay, here's the Nasara implements. This is what people believe. Zeroes out all credit card, mortgage, and other bank debt. Okay, so here's what they believe. This is Nasara. It's somehow going to be activated, folks. Please. I am only telling you what others believe and think, and it's not sensible, okay? I can't see it happening. It doesn't make sense. And boy, wouldn't you like that? All your debts wiped out. My case doesn't help me. I don't got any debt. So I guess I wish I would. Every time these liberals come around, I wish I had a bunch of debt. You know, Obama's talking about waiving student loans. I guess I wish I had six PhDs and, you know, all these liberals. Obama's talking about waiving mortgages at some time. They're lies. They're lies. They get these foolish people to vote for them based on foolish lies. These people never deliver squat. Your wonderful Democratic Party on the last COVID bill write-up for however many trillions of dollars, they came up with a whopping $600 for people. I mean, come on, guys. They'll never give you a penny. Their desire is to keep you broke, destroy the middle class, pour illegal immigrants into this nation, give them citizenship, have them voting like fools, have them stealing your jobs, destroying your income, forcing you into utter bankruptcy, so you have to depend on the state and thereby demanding a socialistic regime. This is what they're doing. And they are bound and determined to devastate and destroy Donald Trump because of the fact that he is a threat. He is truly not beholden to anyone, okay? I know people who know him, and that's really legit. I'm not just saying that. I don't know somebody who knows somebody who met somebody who thought about somebody. It's not like that. It's like I know people that know him firsthand. He's exactly what you see. He's a simple, complicated genius. There isn't a bunch of deep baggage. He's not immoral. He's never gotten involved in a bunch of filthy, vile stuff. What you see is what you get. He tells you what he thinks. He's probably learned a little bit about that. Kind of, sort of, a little bit, maybe. But anyway, he's shallow in a good way. The New York Times hired 12 people for 12 months to dig up dirt on him. Nothing, okay? That's who we've got. That's who we had, I guess, if you want to say that. So here's this Nasara fantasy. Gonna zero out all your debt, abolish the income tax, create a 14% flat tax, non-essential new items only, sales tax revenue for the government. In other words, food and medicine would not be taxed, nor will used items such as old homes. It says it would, you'd pay 14% on a new home. That'd be pretty stout. So no one would buy a new home. I mean, yeah, there's a problem there, but anyway, I won't get into that. That's just one issue. So this Nasara fantasy, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, created by FP in September of 11, that was coincidental, increases benefits to senior citizens, returns constitutional law to all the courts. That'd be nice. Monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. I mean, all these things are neat. Returning constitutional law to the courts. The courts have switched to corporate law. You don't get a fair trial. It doesn't even matter. They are corporations. They're income-generating corporations. When police and now cameras are nailing you for running red lights. Folks, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. A little confession here. I like cars that go fast. I've always had a little thing for speed. Just saying. And I've had supercars more than one at a time for a long time. And I've driven at incredibly high rates of speed. But I've gotten my share of tickets, but not crazy. I don't ever, that when I drive at high rates of speed, it's out in the middle of nowhere with no one around and whatever. But I used to always get a ticket every 6 or 12 months. And, I mean, there were times that you would get treated like you had just shot a baby. I mean, you'd be going down the highway or not signaling when you switch lanes or whatever. Accidentally running a red and these cops will just rip your head off. I mean, and I know there's good cops out there. But those are the times it's like, what a use of money. Why are we doing that? Because they generate the largest amount of money the fastest that way. They are ultimately are tax collectors at that point. Cops can go out and actually solve crimes, benefit the victim, benefit the citizen, protect the citizen. When they said to serve and protect, they were there to serve and protect. And now this whole servanthood leadership mindset is just evil. You don't serve. You demand. You yell and you scream and you raise Cain and you demand your special rights, And everyone's doing this now. What do you think you get out of that? You get a whole crowd of chaos screaming and demanding their special rights. Then you get these whack job leaders like Biden and his crew. And I'm not going to, folks, the only possible way any normal thinking person, if you will, could even begin to fathom the concept of them being okay is through the absolute massive propaganda peddled by CNN and MSNBC. This stuff is just trash. It is all fantasy. It's like Sesame Street. Sesame Street's way better. Forget I said that. It's like Saturday morning cartoons or something. Tom and Jerry. It's all fake. They're lying to us at a rate and a level you can't even comprehend. It's all lies. It's twisted. The people doing it are twisted. They know they're doing it. I mean, they have exposed whatever his name is, the head of CNN. They call him Humpty Dumpty. They've exposed his correspondence, telling him to lie and deceive and hide news and create fake news. They've got all this. But does anyone matter? No. Why? Because everything's, instantaneous. Oh, well, it hit Twitter. Okay. Well, then 1 minute later, they pump out a bunch of filth and you forget. You don't think they've got a warehouse of stories to throw out there to distract you and make you forget? 24/7 news has become dire. It's become a detrimental aspect of the United States, actually the world. They have to feed you junk all the time. It's junk food central. People who are getting, you get feeds on your phone and all this, I do too. They're junk. So much of it's just pity-patty junk. Along these lines, we'll continue. One thing that concerns me, the Epoch Times, they're supposedly owned by a Chinese dissident, a refugee or two, I think, I can't remember, that came here under religious persecution, and they wanted to create a journalistic organization that was true and accurate. That was their desire. So they created the Epoch Times, and they're good. You know, they're good. I'm not going to say, you know, and they're not chasing conspiracies. I was talking to a gentleman last night. He was an amazing guy. I mean, it was fantastic. But there's certain information that I just can't carry out to you folks. I'm a fact guy. I want evidence. If it ain't there, I'm not going to peddle it to you. So on down the road we'd be going here. So they're saying NESARA, the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, that's supposedly going to be imposed here at some point in my dreams, by the way. It'd need a little tweaking, but in my dreams, guys. This country's been taken over. You know what people are, what this is? This is people saying, I want it back. I want the truth. And you know what? It's our corrupt politicians that have stolen all of this from us. All of it. You really are living in the greatest nation that ever was. God endorsed, ordained, created, authorized, protected, gave victory to, blessed. You know, America has the greatest amount of natural resources of any nation in the world. And yet we're oil dependent on Saudi Arabia. And then you get Biden shuts down the XL Keystone Pipeline. They say losing 11,000 jobs. No, it's 46,000. Okay, if you go down the list of all the areas it goes through in the income and the business it produces, it's 46,000 jobs. You can't just shut down little cities that are full of XL pipeline workers and not count the banks, the restaurants, you know, the auto body shops, the implement dealers, the general store, the mercantiles. You can't not count that stuff, folks. They're going under too. The most accurate, scientifically method calculated number of jobs it's creating or destroying is 46,000. And that doesn't count the ripple effect. Why would a moron like this do that? I mean, other than he is a moron, he's a zombie. He's an absolute zombie, folks. Not only do I believe in when Jesus said there's tares among the wheat, all these people claim to go to church. They all claim to be believers and Catholics and Presbyterians and everything. These are tares among the wheat. They have a spirit in them that is on call 24/7 by the devil because these people are not under the authority of Jesus Christ. They've never submitted themselves to the authority of Jesus Christ's lordship. Period. So they are literally doing the bidding of the devil right now. They are intent upon devastating this nation permanently. So these thought processes that I'm reading you that are becoming, I don't want to call it mainstream, but kind of common stream mindset among conservatives, their desires, we'll say, of going back to what is right and true. There's nothing, I understand it. It's just that sad. You've seen what they've done to Trump. Do you really think they're going to kick back and let this happen? You know, I mean, I'll admit, the liberals are supposedly less likely to pick up arms, supposedly. They want to take away guns and everything. This stuff's creeping up on us fast, guys. You have AOC, I mean, you don't think these people are in sync? AOC, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the bleh. She's ignorant. She knows nothing. She's a crazy woman from the poorest district in the United States, the Bronx, who got elected to be a congressional spokesperson, a congresswoman. She doesn't know her, you know what, from another thing. She's terribly naive and ignorant. She's becoming a lot better. She was unbelievable. She would babble this rat smack, and people would just be drinking it up. It's gotten worse and worse and worse. She wouldn't go to the inauguration because she said she didn't trust Republicans being around them. Well, no duh. You've done nothing but lie. She can't look in the face of her enemies because she's not a true politician. A true politician is they all belong to the same party. They just say different things that really don't matter. She's crazy. She doesn't believe in what she's saying. But the problem is you speak that rubbish long enough, you do believe it. It's a known fact. It's a scientifically, psychologically, whatever, proven fact. When you spew a lie, people that start to come out and go, I was beaten, I was beaten, I was beaten, I was abused, I was abused, I was abused. They believe it, even if it's not true. But she's doing this thing. Yesterday, her thing was, well, there, you know, the House of Representatives, before Trump, she said, or I'm sorry, before Biden, were very pro-Trump, and they were just deceived. But now, it's worse. At the very core, at the heart, she says, they're being run and controlled by white supremacists. So we have to maintain this division. So how long, my friends, do people continue to buy these lies? I can answer that for you. Forever. Why? Because they're always laced with free stuff. You know, these kids, they don't know what to do. They stick their face in a phone all day long, and they're like, how do I think? What do I look like? How do I feel? Oh, I got 72 likes. I must be really good at that. You know, and they've got all these fans, and they're looking at their friends and going, oh, look how wonderful their life is. I want to make mine like that. I better quit my job and start my 76th job because I can't, you know, God forbid. You know, loyalty and commitment and hard work. These things are going out the window because everything's a fantasy. You know, well, my job doesn't look as good on Facebook as Freddy's, you know. I need a job with a better look, a better title. I've heard all this stuff from these kids, guys. It's bad. The people that lay low, low key and keep moving on, they are going to get somewhere. You live on Facebook, you're going to get nowhere, and you're a puppet. You're a monetary and political puppet. Okay? So here we go. National Economic Security and Reform Act is what they want to see. I won't get into how, where, what, when. So abolishes income tax, 14% flat tax, which, by the way, I could agree with all this stuff. Zeroing out the debt. I mean, how, you know, the concept is, well, the debt's to the Fed. It's a private corporation, I suppose, blah, 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 blah. So you abolish the Fed. Here's the deal. Under Clinton, we could have destroyed the Fed. We had like $2.8 trillion in debt. We had over that in income and revenue coming in because we had the dot-com craze and we had a global influx of cash at an all-time high. You remember the surplus they talked about? We could have paid it off, destroyed the Fed. Everybody says we're and gone on a gold standard, which isn't going to happen. But everybody said we're going to go on a gold standard, or says now, oh, they're going to go on a gold standard. That's going to happen. Well, how do you even know what you're talking about? Do you know the math behind it? Number one, as long as the Fed's in control, and guess what? They're in control. It would take an act of Congress. It's, you know, the people, I mean, what are we going to do? Come in and as the people and revoke the 16th Amendment and revoke the Federal Reserve Act? Great. Good luck. It controls every bank in the world. You think they have a little power when they can just print money out of thin air and go after them? Look what happened to JFK. JFK passed an executive order to abolish him. He was dead in days. No one ever figured that out. That's what caused it. Guaranteed. So zeroing out all the debt, I don't even know that makes sense. Debt's debt. It's got to get passed somewhere, get sold off, whatever. I'm not going to get into that. Abolishes the income tax. The income tax, constitutionally, folks, the income tax is unconstitutional. Our founders clearly forbid direct taxation. That's tax on your ability to earn an income, your God-given blessed ability to earn an income. That comes from the Lord God. You and you alone are the only creation that we're aware of in this realm that can create wealth. For them to tax your ability to create wealth and have a progressive tax on how good you are at creating wealth is an absolute sin and violation of the Constitution. And the Constitution was originally written as a reflection of biblical principles. It's a divinely inspired document, the original part of it. They believe that, okay, the 14% flat tax makes tons of sense. You got a direct taxation, which is illegal, I guess unconstitutional, which means you got to have a tax of some sort. How do you get taxed? Well, import and excise taxes, that was a big one. Items coming in and out. That's where you regulate trade. These whack job left nut cakes, they don't understand any of this. You can't have people like this. And then they get these left-wing radical supposed economic advisors. They're fools. They're morons. I have a very, very extensive background in economics, finance, money. I'll put it up against anybody, pretty much. I mean, there's people, of course, who can lacerate me. But anyone who's calling, the majority of people calling themselves experts out there aren't. I mean, my resume is good. I'll tell you that. And my knowledge base is good, okay? And this stuff is not, these people don't know. They just go, yeah, China wants us to waive all their tariffs, and in turn, they're going to give us, you know, such and such and whatever. Or they come and meet with them and have dinner and, you know, and grease the palms of Hunter and go, hey, you know, if you guys start an investment fund, and I can't speak Chinese or I'd do it that way, you know, like that. If you start an investment fund, we'll put in $1 billion. And we really would love first to see you abolish any of the tariffs on our staple goods and textiles and injection molding manufacturing, etc. Oh, okay, Xi Jinping, we will do that for you tomorrow. You know, I mean, this sounds ridiculous. That's exactly how we end up here. Obama, they don't care about selling our country out. Obama, who knows? I mean, these guys get into office, they make dough. How do they go in there broke and come out worth $60 million like Obama? Oh, just good investment advice. Just happened to happen during the 8 years I was in office. It's interesting, folks. When these guys go into office, there was a thing when Obama got in office. Liberals, the liberals' charitable giving is a fraction of conservatives, okay? Obama, when it finally came out 3 years in, Obama was making 400 grand a year or whatever. He'd given 108 bucks to charity. After that became public and the media softly condemned him, if you even want to call it that, then he went on publicly. They had cameras from CBS and NBC and ABC there while he went on his computer and he gave money. You know what I mean? It's just disgusting, okay? They don't believe in people's goodness. And frankly, God says for all have fallen short, but people do good things. People are the only good thing. We do evil things too. But we're the ones that create charities. There's historical evidence in 1992, Hurricane Laverne or Lucerne or something like that, or at least I think that's the date. Doesn't matter. Maybe it was the 80s. It hit the southwestern coast of Japan. Knocked them out for 5 weeks. People always ask about, how do I take gold and go to the grocery store? You don't. When you get ice storm, wind storm, you know, whatever storm, COVID, the grocery stores are empty in a day. You're not running around with a gold piece. Gold helps you preserve wealth. There's gold and silver and other items, okay? You're preserving and protecting your wealth. You're also building a barter base. We do that for you, okay? So when you have precious metals, you're saving your money. You're growing it. It's real wealth. It's money. It's not an investment. So back in the quasi-crash of 08, which, you know, I was in the banking world, the mortgage world for years. For a long time before that, I was very high up and involved with massive quantities of trade volume within the non-conforming mortgage industry. Okay? When I was doing that stuff, it was common knowledge that everyone was tapped beyond ridiculous. We were doing 125 LTVs, which means 125% of the loan-to-value of a home. You get an appraisal, appraises $250,000, you can multiply that times 1.25 and give them a loan. It's a lot of money. Too much. More. Everyone was buried. We knew it. So Obama's coming into office. They pull back the veil, create a false crisis, crash the dollar, crash real estate. Why? Oh, we got Obama in. That's what they were doing. COVID for Biden. This is the new gig they play, folks. We are under siege. So in the 08 crash, my point is this. I had a substantial amount of precious metals, you'd think. That's what I do. And rare coins. And as everyone's dollar crashed, mine grew. And I was able to secure some incredible properties for prices you can't even believe. Homes that I sold for over double their price. And I'm talking big money homes, not small end stuff. Homes and more than one that I was able to sell in, you know, 7 or 8 years for double. That's what happens when you have metals. And that's real estate, okay? There's everything else applies. And when that hurricane hit southern Japan, no one could get in there for 5 weeks. The study, Milton Friedman's study, I think it was, he showed that they, in a short period of time, 1 week, they were out of change. The vendors had consumed it all. The storms kept hitting this zone. And no helicopters or boats could get in for 4 or 5 weeks. So they were stuck by themselves. No communication, etc. Early 90s, maybe late 80s. They converted to a barter system so fast, but all assets rang true. They had, and I'm short storing it, they had money changers set up. People weren't going to the grocery store and buying a box of Rice Krispies, folks. You're not going in and, you know, buying a gallon jug of orange juice. What happens is people that have food, in other words, livestock, cattle, you know, rice, beans, staples, right? Nuts, whatever, milk. They come together in a marketplace in probably a very uncomfortable situation, and then people begin to buy. They're all out of pocket change. It's gone. The vendors have taken it all. It's not worth squat, really. And they switched to precious metals, diamonds, rare stuff, rare coins, really interesting old rare Japanese stuff came out of the woodwork. I saw some issues on it that were just like, wow, you know, but people had it to trade and got some serious bucks for it. There was real estate transactions that took place with rare collectibles. People are created by God with an appreciation for value and quality. It doesn't become Mad Max in the Thunderdome. That's not our nature. People think that we're going to be out in this barren desert after nukes go off or global warming destroys everything and we're going to be, you know, no one's manufacturing anything anymore and we have to go find parts and make our own motors and drive around with knives and mace balls and helmets. And I mean, seriously, I've heard this stuff. It's like, folks, come on. That's not, at that point, you're dead. Unless you're made out of steel and you're trained to kill, you're dead. Forget about it. I know that sounds crazy, but I hear it all the time. That minuscule, that little microcosm example shows how quickly now you get money changers set up. You know, Jesus used that term and people are like, oh, that's bad. No, they were bad in the temple. But you get money changers, kind of real-world bankers that are swip-swapping things around for you. But then you get competition. You get three, four, five of them, and all of a sudden you've got a really nice, honest market there. You're getting top dollar for trading your silver for gold and gold for platinum and, you know, diamond ring for silver, whatever it is. This is what happened there, just so you know. That's kind of how it goes. So when we do portfolios, we base it on that. But we got to help you invest for good times, bad times, and in between times. People come in and go, how am I going to spend that at the grocery store when all hell breaks loose? That's one extreme. You want to be prepared for that. Barter material is great. It makes total sense. I'm in on it. But you got to be balanced, especially if you get into sizable amounts of money. It's got to be compact, transportable, liquid, recognizable. I mean, if things get crazy, people, I had a gal ask me yesterday, what if they shut you down? What if they come in and they break in, they do all this stuff? I said, at that point, we're in Nazi, you know, the advanced stages of Nazism. If they're busting through my building with, tanks, you're all done. It ain't like you're going to be, you know, you're going to be on the run. I mean, I'm sorry to be having this crazy conversation, but I'm dealing with this on a regular basis. I got to address it. You're going to have your metals, and you're going to be moving. And the gal says to me, moving where? Away from whatever the problem is. I don't know where. But, I mean, if we got into that situation, God forbid, that means we've given up, we've lost, we're cowards. And this whole Jasara and Nasara thing where they think there's going to be this big government takeover, man, there's a lot of people in a lot of places with a lot of authority and a lot of connections, and a lot of people are bought off, and then they act like everybody who's ever done anything wrong is on Santa's nasty list, and they're going to all be arrested, and they're all going to be gone in a few days. It's all going to be a beautiful, wonderful place, kind of like Christ's reign on earth, okay? Probably not real likely, just saying, okay? Just saying. Let's bust through the rest of this. We don't have a lot of time. So they say, you know, by the 24th of January, military could announce over the EBS a suspension of Biden's illegal presidency and expose that we're already in a temporary interim form of government overseen by the U.S. military. Kamala Harris would be arrested. The 25th Amendment would be invoked. On Wednesday, 27th, the remaining Biden members of the House would nominate Trump for the U.S. president in exchange for his presidential pardons. Now, I think we're past that date. This is the stuff, folks, that's out there. Okay, I'm not. It just goes on and on and on like this. That was written obviously before now. Okay, and real concerns that I have, Epic Times that I discussed earlier, has been demonetized by YouTube. I mean, really? Because why? They're so controversial. You should read their stories. They're great. They're clean. They're healthy. They're pure. They're not even biased. They're just accurate. The left-wing media is biased. Folks, social media has not only taken over free speech, all the money is being routed to these mega massive C corporations. And maybe, you know, Trump's a little bit at fault. He slashed taxes. I mean, granted, you know, taxes are bad and all that, and they're out of control. But, I mean, he made these monsters behemoths. Walmart and Amazon, these guys are just crushing everyone. You know, the 100-day mask mandate, haven't heard that one yet, but Biden's been signing executive orders like they're going out of style. It's like kindling for fire. He's been on film, video, whatever you call it, on TV, going, this one I'm signing is for the Green New Deal or the Greenpeace or the Green something. And it had nothing to do with it, nothing. He doesn't even know if he's coming or going. He's a terror among the wheat, my friends. There's a spiritual battle raging, and I'm telling you, there are hellhounds in these people that are not under the authority of Christ. If you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the author and creator of the universe, as your Lord, you are protected from any indwelling from the devil. However, you're not protected from temptation by your own flesh or his involvement. He will whisper in your ear, learn to hear the voice of the Lord, and you will know the voice of the devil. It's ugly, it's hurtful, it's mean, it creates negative emotions, it makes you desire to hurt others. It makes you the victim. How dare they do this to me? Look what they did to you. I had a friend when I was in banking who was a good guy. Yeah, and he got involved in an illicit affair. Okay? And he said to me, Kevin, you know what happens? He said, before you engage in that activity, the devil says, man, you want it. It's great. It's the best. You need it. You deserve it. He shows you all the reasons why you should have it and how wonderful and terrific and great it's going to be. And he said, the minute you cross that line, he's like, you are a vile piece of trash. You're dirt. You're a loser. You're worthless. You're no good. Look what you did. That's how the devil operates, folks. That's why when we read Proverbs or whatever and we avoid temptation, that's the thing. The Bible is written to help us avoid destruction, but you never know what you avoid until you get there, unless you absolutely, completely trust the Word of God. And that's a powerful word. Think about it. The Word of God. We become numb. You know, Mahatma Gandhi said, he is the one that said, it's not your Christ I mind so much as your Christians. He said, if the message they preach were true about heaven and hell, he said, you would think that Christians would crawl upon broken glass to deliver that message to save souls from hell. That's not an exact quote, but it's close. But yet, look at us. We get up every day, have our coffee, go to work, you know, chitter chat with people, can't speak too much about this or that. And, you know, they're shutting down left and right anybody who believes in Christianity, whether they profess it or not. And people are getting fired for it. Kids are getting kicked out of school for wearing pro-Trump shirts. Not that he's even a Christian. I mean, he is. But he's not like the icon of Christianity. He's a president of the stinking United States at the time, most powerful man on earth. God bless him. You know, so this whole concept has become rubbish. So in the short period of time I have left, imagine this. I will try to touch on a few things very briefly here. IRA and 401ks. I'm getting so many questions on this. Some of you missed the COVID bill. It gave you the opportunity to pull out your money before 59 and a half with no penalty. You get to split the taxes over 3 years, okay? A lot of people are asking about this. It's over. A new COVID bill's coming. They're saying it's going to be retroactive to Jan 1 of this year, which means if you do it now, you're good. And I believe it will be. Number two, if people have, you know, a lot of you, some will call with substantial six figures, then yeah, you got to hold off for this bill to pass. Problem, once this bill passes, you get to split it up over 3 years for taxes. At the end of 3 years, if you change your mind, you can put it all back and get the taxes back. What would be the benefit of that? You buy metals, they go up 4 or 5 fold at least in this economy, and you pay it off and keep it, or you just scrap it. Once you pull out, it's yours. When you have American legal tender coinage and other things, there's no 1099 reporting. It's all private and anonymous all the way through. People say, how much can I buy before you report me? No limit. We never report ever. Okay? Doesn't exist. Doesn't happen. You can come in with whatever, whenever, whenever. The only time we are compelled to report is like suspicious transactions. Over 10,000 cash that just, you know, seem odd, or a combination of instruments like cashier's checks from six different banks that are $2,000 or $2,500 apiece that total to more than $10,000, but they're each $10,000, less than $10,000, and so on and so forth. There's different laws, but it's how you pay. So how do you pay? People ask all the time. People, now we're in the cashless society. People come in all the time with debit cards. Debit cards are just not a good form of payment. We'll take a small amount on them, but we won't take a large amount. Credit cards are out. The fees are exorbitant. Well, online they take them and buy metals. Yes, they do. And go look what you pay. 4%? I mean, if you buy, that's a lot of metal. You know, you want to buy 1,000 ounces of silver, you're giving up 40 ounces. Not smart. Yeah, but I get sky miles. Okay, well, 4% of whatever, I mean, what do you want? 30 grand for, you know, for 1,000 ounces of silver. 4% is $1,200. And what do you get for that? 30,000 sky miles? So you can go, you know, like from here to Ellensburg or something? I don't know. And it's also not a finalized transaction, so we can't take it, okay? Cash, cashier's check, even personal checks are fine. You own it the minute you buy it. We put it in our, it's safely stored in our safe, and then you pick it up upon clearance, which is a 10 business day policy. Just so you're aware of that. There's so much more I had to talk about. What's new? I'm telling you, folks, seriously, I didn't, you know, I touched on all these other theories. They're there. People believe in them. They're accurate constitutionally, but I think we've been hijacked way too much. I mean, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings, but that's where I'm at. Give us a call, 444-0044 in Spokane. That's area code 509, and get yourself secured. We specialize in portfolios. Don't mess around, folks. You got nothing to lose. It's God's money, biblically endorsed and authorized. Take care. God bless. Have a beautiful weekend. Would you? Thank you. Bye-bye.